Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Salami, happy to have you here for a most charming program with cool cats, a bit of ragtime, dance tunes, and stammering rhythms. Syncopated sounds from Germany with pianist Tony Karamia. He'll be introducing us to some music with beautiful harmonies and playful rhythms written by some fascinating characters, German composers who absorbed elements of jazz into their style after World War I, many of whom continued to write for radio, movies, and TV in the United States into the mid-century. We're in good hands for this musical exploration. Please join me in welcoming pianist Tony Karamia to the stage. Lothar Perl studied piano in Berlin, and starting in the 1930s, published dozens of novelty piano pieces and made a popular recording called Jazz on the Wings. When Hitler came to power in 1933, Perl and his wife, Gita Wallerstein, fled Germany for the United States. They settled in Hollywood, where Perl wrote for dance troupes and movies, including the 1943 film starring Charles Laughton and Maureen O'Hara, This Land Is Mine. And then in the 1950s, he became the musical director for the Ernie Kovacs Show. Here is a piece from the 1950s. This is Dancing Straight from the Dancing Suite by Lothar Perl, played by pianist Tony Karamia. Dancing Straight from the Dancing Suite, written in 1952 by Lothar Perl, played by pianist Tony Karamia on Live from Hochstein. The next two pieces are by a composer who worked in radio for decades, a field to which I'm particularly partial. Ernest Fischer played organ and composed for silent films in the 1920s. Then in the 1930s, he became a popular radio composer for decades, and his pieces were played by many light orchestras. Here is pianist Tony Karamia with two piano pieces by Ernest Fischer from 1935, Tintenflecken, Ink Spots, and Stotternde Rhythmen, Stammering Rhythms. Thank you. Stammering Rhythms, a novelty piano piece from 1935 by Ernest Fischer. Before that, we heard another piece Ernest Fischer wrote that year, Tintenflecken, Ink Spots. And the pianist we're hearing is Tony Caramia, who in addition to being a brilliant and thoughtful performer, has a wide-ranging curiosity and good ear for discovering unusual music and putting together creative programs that expand our musical experiences. Today's show is called Syncopated Sounds from Germany. This next piece from 1928 is called Sketches of Jazz by Erwin Schulhoff, a German-speaking composer who was born in Prague. After years in Germany and other parts of Europe, he returned to Prague to teach at a local conservatory while continuing to compose pieces that blended elements of jazz and dance rhythms with more traditional genres. Here is the exquisite suite Sketches of Jazz by Erwin Schulhoff, with a rag, tango, blues, the very sweet Boston, and then a Charleston as the finale. Pianist Tony Karamia with Sketches of Jazz, written in 1928 by Erwin Schulhoff. Several of the composers on today's program of Syncopated Sounds made part of their career in America. Erwin Schulhoff did not. He was making arrangements to leave Europe when he was captured by Nazis and sent to the concentration camp in Wolfsburg, Bavaria, where he died of tuberculosis in 1942. This is Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School on WXXI, Classical 91.5 and 90.3, and streaming online at classical915.org. Tony Karamia will play for us next a ballade written by Lothar Perl, the composer of the Bright Dance that opened the program. This ballade, from a collection called Three Syncopated Impressions, published in 1934, is labeled Tempo di Blues. Ballade Tempo di Blues by Lothar Perl, played by pianist Tony Karamia on Live from Hochstein. Of all the composers we're hearing from today, the one that's probably most familiar to classical music audiences is Paul Hindemith, composer of big orchestral works as well as lots of chamber music for many different instruments, with a special focus on one of the instruments he played, the viola. In 1922, Hindemith wrote a piano suite that's remained popular with audiences with its playful, almost sarcastic takes on popular music of the time. From this suite, we're going to hear his take on ragtime, which combines a very percussive approach to the piano with intense dissonance. Here is Tony Karamia with Ragtime from the 1922 piano suite by Paul Hindemith. Thank you. Tony Caramia playing Ragtime from the 1922 Piano Suite by Paul Hindemith. We're going to round out today's program of syncopated sounds with a couple of cool cats at the piano. In 1921, American composer and pianist Zez Confrey wrote a novelty piano piece called Kitten on the Keys, inspired by hearing his grandmother's cat walk across the keys of her piano. Confrey's music made it over to Europe as well, where it inspired Erwin Schulhoff, whose jazz sketches we heard earlier on the program. It inspired him to write the second piece that we'll hear after Kitten on the Keys, Toccata sur le Chimie, Kitten on the Keys, from 1927. Here is pianist Tony Caramia with both of these musical kittens.
Thank you.
two takes on Kitten on the Keys. First, the original novelty piece by American composer and pianist Zez Confrey, followed by Irvin Schulhoff's sort of remix of that piece, the toccata based on Kitten on the Keys, played by Tony Caramia on Live from Hochstein. Well, that is the end of the written program for those in the hall looking at the paper in front of you, but we do have a couple minutes left, so perhaps it would be remiss of us to explore jazz-influenced music from Germany without one very key composer. Here is Tony Caramia with an improvisation on a song you're likely to recognize by a composer who started in Germany, worked in the United States, and had hits all over the world. This is music by Kurt Weill. That's an improvisation on Mack the Knife from Threepenny Opera by Kurt Weill, played by pianist Tony Caramia. At the conclusion of this program of syncopated sounds from Germany, introducing music of German composers influenced by American jazz, who then often, in turn, came to America and influenced our musical landscape. I hope you can tune in or stop by next week to hear the finale of the spring season of Live from Hochstein, a spring celebration with the Eastman Cello Ensemble. You can see a complete list of all the programs and listen to select past episodes in the series at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres, and today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.